You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Rare is the circumstance in which something's going really, really wrong, really, really broadly, and it doesn't begin at the top. Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins that are sure to be more upbeat than what I'm about to offer you. Here, Red Sox 6, Pirates 1. The Pirates have lost 6 in a row. They've been outscored 36-9 in those 6 games. So these haven't exactly been compelling dramas, at least not from the baseball standpoint. But going back to New York and the bizarre pulling of Jared Jones and continuing right through the weekend, we're seeing a team that looks like I don't want to say falling apart because I don't get the sense that they're falling apart on the inside, like in the clubhouse. There's no friction, no, you know, anything like that. They're upset. They're talking with each other. I saw a lot of this myself yesterday. They're trying to work things out. They don't have people over their heads who have their minds in the right place. To me, that begins with Ben Cherington. He is the head of baseball operations. And yeah, I know for the Facebook crowd, everything is nodding. And yes, all of the Bucks, that's B-U-C-K-S, stop both literally and figuratively with him. He's the one who hired Cherington. He is, of course, the one who sets payroll and other tones and guidelines. But from a purely baseball standpoint, I look at this roster and I see things that could be better if the general manager had his mind somewhere other than trying to constantly look and sound like the smartest man in the room. Just prioritize winning. That's all. Stop overthinking things. Stop trying to impress whoever it is that you're trying to impress. And just do things that win baseball games. Now, I could go off on my 5 billionth rant about Andy Haynes, but that's, you know, that's one of the things. Cherington hired Haynes. Cherington is the only one who would fire Haynes. Instead, Cherington fired John Nunnally for having the audacity to work somewhat clandestinely with Ke'Bryan Hayes to fix his swing last summer, and Key has been hitting only ever since. Haynes has had that impact on nobody. Nobody. Put your right hand up right now. Touch your forefinger to your thumb and look into that hole. That is the number of players that Haynes has made better in 3 years on the job. But the other guy was fired for violating protocol on this super airtight ship. Give me a break. Win games. Worry about winning games. Yesterday, on Cherington's weekly radio show, he made remarks about the Jones incident, and if that doesn't sound nefarious enough, it should be like the Jones debacle or whatever from New York. And he said that they made the right decision, they, and made a second reference just as if to make really, really sure that that part came across, that it was the people in New York at field level who made that decision. First off, what are you doing? Why even bring that up, even if it's true? Oh, second thing, it's not. There's never been a decision of even minor magnitude, much less what you would do with somebody who comes up and is looking like a Hall of Famer from your system. They would, Derek Shelton, you can say whatever you want about him, and boy, did he have a bad day yesterday. I mean, the fundamentals, you don't have to wonder who's responsible for those. Those are a direct reflection on your field manager. But Shelton and Oscar Marin wouldn't make a decision like that unilaterally if their lives depended on it. And Cherington knows this. And Cherington knows, or at least he should know, that after the game Wednesday in New York, when I asked Shelton what happened here, Shelton made multiple references to we and about how this had been the plan all along. He, the field manager, does not make those plans, not in this environment, not in this hierarchy. So what's with the deflection? Not to mention an unprovoked deflection, because on the radio show, he was being asked by a play-by-play announcer who's a team employee just about what went into taking Jones out after 59 pitches. He wasn't asked who did it. That really wouldn't even be something that anybody who covers this team, up to and including the broadcasters and the play-by-play man and anybody else, would even think to ask, because we all know. We all know how this works. And this, Jones, would not represent any kind of exception, to say the least. So what was the point of that? Why not just worry about winning games? Why not just worry about changing the hitting coach or the approach? Why not just worry if you have the right people in place or the right processes in place? Because you've handed several million dollars now to Rowdy Tellez to do absolutely nothing. You've got the same offense, the same caliber of offense, utilizing the same offensive approach, getting the same offensive results, and you're wasting 1 millisecond of thought as to who might be getting publicly blamed for pulling Jones the other day? Why? Why can't they just be a normal sports franchise? When we come back, J1Q. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. Today's J1Q comes from Mike. He says, DK, Nick Gonzalez and Leover Peguero are tearing up AAA. With the Pirates' offense currently in the tank, is there any chance that we could see one of them soon? Sure, Mike. Sure. And when one or both arrives, you'll see them continuing to look confident at the plate. You'll see them swing aggressively. You'll see them make significant contact. They're both capable of that. They're different types of hitters. Gonzalez is more of the old school traditional hitter. He has a powerful swing. He has an explosive barrel. When he barrels up, the ball will just, we've seen it. Okay. We've seen it in the majors a couple of times when he'd come up and he was still feeling good about himself. Peguero is different. Peguero can do a lot of different things. He's more dynamic defensively, more dynamic on the base paths and that sort of thing. But he also has this peculiar jump off of the bat where it looks like almost unnatural power. I'm not accusing him of anything or whatever, but it, when you see it, you go, whoa, really? How'd that go out? Like it superballed or something off of the wood. And he'll look the same way. And then he won't. And then Gonzalez won't. Because this is what young players do when they come up here. Come on, you didn't think I was going to avoid this, did you? Show me the exception. I'm willing to entertain and discuss at length the exceptions to all this. Because we can say, hey, so-and-so looks like they're pretty talented. So-and-so looks like they're, you know, of some significant pedigree. Gonzalez, it's funny. Did you notice nobody ever brings up Gonzalez? Like, it's as if he was not the number 7 overall pick of Ben Cherington's first draft. Never comes up. I'm not talking about within the Pirates. I'm talking about the public. I'm talking about me and you. Never comes up. Like, there's no pressure on the Pirates whatsoever to turn a number 7 overall pick into a player. Not even a star, just a player. And we don't even think of him that way. Why? Who lowered that bar and how did they get away with it? Piguero, man, you see some of the stuff that he can do. He'll get you even more excited than what Gonzalez can do when he's at his best. But then they get here and same thing happens to them that happens to everybody. You can blame Andy Haynes. You can blame the hitting approach, which, by the way, is 100% endorsed by both Cherington and Derek Shelton. Never let them off on this one. But the important point here, and the point of this whole program today, really, is that these are addressable things. It doesn't mean they're fixable with a snap of a finger. It doesn't mean that the hitting coach or the hitting approach is some magical potion away from having everybody turn into Rod Carew. But you aren't required to just sit there and suffer through it because you believe in something and you're so smart. And you've got to show everybody how smart you were. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The job of the person running baseball operations is to win games, not to impress people with their intellect. Pirates. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody who listens to this show. I have no idea how or why you do it, but you know what? I'm going to be back tomorrow anyway.